Today is Galentine's Day, which, as you of course know, is a holiday that comes to us from the beloved sitcom Parks and Recreation.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home and we just come and kick it breakfast style.
The premise is simple. It's all about celebrating female friendships. Now, I'm a fan of Parks and Rec, but I have to confess, I did not know much about Galentine's Day before today. So I'm looking forward to getting educated by two writers who have thought a lot about the power that comes from women supporting other women. Kayleen Schaefer is the author of Text Me When You Get Home, The Evolution and Triumph of Modern Female Friendship. Aminatou So is the co-host of the podcast Call Your Girlfriend and the co-author of a forthcoming book on friendship called Big Friendship. Kayleen Aminatou, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
So Kayleen, first I want to start with you. And if you could talk about why you felt it was important to document the importance of female friendships.
I wanted to write this book because I looked around at my own life and I looked at the women I knew and I saw how important their friendships were to them and how much they treated their friendships. They put them on the same level as they did their relationships with their romantic partners or their families. And I wanted to help validate that because everything we heard was, oh, you're this friendship is a side relationship. It shouldn't be as important as the other relationships in your life. But that wasn't the way we were living. And I think that women need that recognized.
I wonder as well if you're trying to push back against some kind of stereotypes. Because if you look at, you know, the canon of you know, historical literature, before women started to write more novels, you weren't really getting many great examples of female friendship in the canon.
No, absolutely. I mean, before women started telling their own stories, it was all catfights, women can't get along, women ditch each other when they find a romantic partner. You know, it was just nothing but women can't be friends. And so I did want to push back against that because all the women who were friends were saying, I just don't think that's true. I don't catfight with my friends. You know, I don't throw pond scum in their face.
I mean, Aminatou, you're writing a book along with your podcast co-host, the co-host of Call Your Girlfriend. It's a book about friendship. Do those kind of stereotypes, do they dog you at all when you're trying to maintain real friendships with your female friends?
I think, you know, that a lot of those stereotypes are, actually, I don't think so. I know so. Those stereotypes are actually very sexist. All human relationships are fraught. And if you are not fighting for your relationships, you're probably not doing it right anyway. Hmm. You know, I think that what is always really interesting is that we always categorize the things that women do, especially young women, as very frivolous. And so this idea that, you know, like being friends with other women is supposed to be very easy and it's supposed to be this kind of easygoing activity that you're all engaged in until you get married or until you have something better going on. That's also incredibly sexist. Friendship for, I would say, the majority of women that I know is, it is a central relationship that people have. It is not a temporary bond. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is just a way station on the way to like some heterosexual like idea of what happiness is. The idea that you can have close, intimate friendships with people and that you can share platonic love with them, that is not a gendered idea.
Do you feel at all, I mean, at least maybe in recent years, that these stereotypes and lack of role models in the media, is it starting to change at least a bit?
I think that for women like us who make this kind of media, we are, you know, like we know what's going on and we really understand that kind of the dangerous position that a lot of those stereotypes put us in. But I do think that in doing this work, we are also, you know, there are also a lot of stereotypes that get propped up. Just that this idea that, you know, like women should also always be in harmony with each other or that it's always fun. Like, you know, female relationships, like all relationships are complicated. It doesn't mean that women are difficult people for having complicated relationships. I also think that we erase a lot of narratives around like women who do not share platonic love and are in fact in love with each other when we call everyone girlfriends or we reduce it to just this idea that we, you know, that everything is platonic. And so I think that things are changing. I don't believe that they're changing fast enough. And I also think that, you know, it's worth like really interrogating like what we mean when we say female friendship and who, and, you know, and who are the people at the center of those bonds.
Someone the other day asked me like, oh, is Galentine's becoming too commercialized? Like, is it just this Hallmark holiday already? And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't even think the majority of the country knows that Galentine's Day isn't just a replacement for Valentine's Day. And they think like, oh, it's just this man-hating holiday. And like, it's a whole separate day where women are celebrating their bonds. It's like, we don't even have that awareness yet. And so I think, you know, as women are stepping forward and telling their stories and telling about what their friendships mean to them, the more we hear about that, the more iterations of that we will get, and the better, because then it becomes released from these stereotypes that they're all nice or that they're all fraught. You know, we just need to hear many, many different versions of how women are relating to each other. You know, when I was writing Text Me When You Get Home, I spent so much of my time trying to explain to men, like, no, I'm just saying women's relationships with each other are as important as their relationships with you. It was exhausting. I was like, I just don't understand why this idea is so threatening. I'm not trying to say they're more important. I just want to put them on the same level.
Right. But, you know, the idea that they're threatening, I think, is like two things, right? Is that one, there is just this like lavender panic that goes through everything where people are, you know, it's just like, oh, you guys are just hanging out without us. What's right. going on here?
Right.
But I also think that this having, you know, like women, obviously, like what is going on is that women get to enjoy like a diversity and a complexity of relationships that a lot of, I would say, like cis straight young men do not, for example. And so instead of looking at the relationships that women have and being threatened by them, I think that the mandate is actually for like men to step up and to start having these kinds of connections like across across the board, like whether they're with women, whether they're with men or with anybody else.
For sure. I actually heard from a lot of guys after they read the book and they said, wow, like I don't have friendships like that. I'm jealous. I wish I did. And they it opened their eyes a lot to what could be possible.
I've been speaking with the author of Text Me When You Get Home, Kaylene Schaefer, along with Aminatou Sow, the co-host of the Call Your Girlfriend podcast. It's been great speaking with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Happy Galentine's. And I hope that you get to start Galentine's Day soon. So maybe that's your homework.
Hi, this is Rachel calling from Salem, Massachusetts. My BFF and I live in different states, leading dramatically different lives. We've been together since middle school. Our similarities affirm our connection, and our differences balance us. She's my rock and my angel.
It's Catherine from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. My best friend Fran and I have been through more than we care to admit to, including a combined total of 8 marriages and too many relationships. We know that even though the men we picked as partners may not have always worked out, she and I will be together through more thick and more thin.
My name is Angela from Newport Richie. My female best friend was named properly by her mother. She is named Joy. Joy is the person I can tell the good and the bad and the ugly, and she will fiercely protect and direct me when necessary, whether I like it or not.
Happy Galentine's, everyone. That's it for us today. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. Leave a comment there about female friendship or anything else you want to share. We are all ears. And of course, call us about anything at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Arun Roth, in for Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.